Today's daf is daf Dalad, and the Gemara had been talking about becoming a nazir on all of different items, or partially. The Mishnah had said minachar tzanim, min hazagim, min taglachis. It's a nazir, and even though you only took about, let's say, part of the only from miktsas of grapes or the seed or the peels, that's enough to make it on everything. And the Rabbi Shimon felt that you have to say everything. If this say Achigad the Mikulin, has to be all or nothing. And Rabbanan felt that even if you just one of them would be enough. And then when I brought a proof for Rabbi Shimon, because the pasuk says Migefen Ayin, Michartonim Adzag, everything has to be included. And Rabbanan brought a raya from Yain Vishechar, even from wine alone would be enough, even though you don't take a neder, a nazir, on the other aspects of nazirs. And they ended up bringing halachas. What does Rabbi Shimon do with the pasuk of Yain Vishechar? That sounds like only partial nazirs, only yain would be enough to create nazirs. And he says a special halacha that a nazir is also to even have a kiddush and havdalah, that would be usher for them as well. So the Gemara asked on top, hare in the top of dalam alf, now hare mushmuva omed alav mahar sinai. So this is an important line here. The Rashi writes, or the Mefarish, we never discussed who exactly was the author of the Mefarish, I don't know who the author is. But the Mefarish says, the top line, Harid Mushbav Omeid Allah Mehar Sinai, is already sure, ready, we're sworn in from a Kabbalah Torah to have Kiddush Havdalah. What does that mean? Dichsiv Zachor Yom HaShabbos LeKadsho, the Pasuk says in Anseres HaDibros, you have to remember the Shabbos, Zachrei HaHayayin, you have to remember Shabbos through wine, Ein Li Ela V'Knisaso, I only know when bringing in Shabbos, B'Kitziyaso, when ending Shabbos and meaning Havdalah, how do I know you need wine? Minayin, Tamalomar V'Chulei, the Gemara brings a Pasuk in Pesachim to support this idea. The Kaimelon, and we hold, says in the Farish, the Nishba Levatel is a mitzvah pater. Somebody takes a shvua to undo, to cancel mitzvah, it's pater. The shvua is not chal at all. The lo as a shvua mevatel mitzvah. It doesn't work that way. You can't take a shvua to mevatel a shvua that we're already bound by. We already have to keep the mitzvah. We took a shvua in Har Sinai to keep all the mitzvahs. So I now can't take a shvua to not hold of the mitzvah, and I not to drink wine, not to have the havdalah. Vim Tomar says in the Farish further, Hatanan, the Mishnah tells us in Nedarim, Mechomer bin Nedarim b'Shuvos, that Nedarim is more severe than Shavua. Shekein ha neder chal adavar mitzvah. A neder, if I make a neder in a davar mitzvah, it's chal kidavar rishos. De ish ki yidar nader la Hashem ksiv, afilu b'midi la Hashem nami lo kasha. So what do you mean? I can take a neder in a davar mitzvah, says the Mishnah. I can take a neder to wear mitzvah, to wear tefillin or to wear tzitzis. That works. How come here it doesn't work when I want to take a Shavua not to have wine? Lo kasha de hallo havi el kigon damar yeshiva sukkah lai doso so alav main machilin asadam davar asilo. There is talking about a situation where I say sitting in the sukkah is asr to me. One day I say it's asr for me to sit in the sukkah, they're not going to feed me something that's asr. Aval im amar konim shel eisha besukkah, if you say that I'm not going to be kind of mitzvah of sukkah, aim b'devar kum, that doesn't work. So if you make another against the actual mitzvah, that's a problem. If you say I can't do a ma'isa, which is then going to get in my way of doing the mitzvah, I'm not going to sit in the sukkah, that will prevent my mitzvah from working, that will be okay. It's only if I say I'm not going to be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah overall, that's when the neder is achal. Without all that fancy stuff, though, what comes out here in the end of the day is, how could it be true if Rabbi Shimon holds that if you take a naziris upon yourself, you cannot drink kiddush havdalah, wine, so then my naziris shouldn't be chal? Because I have a shvua mehar Sinai, a mushva mehar Sinai, to drink wine for yain for kiddush and havdalah. I cannot take a new shvua or naziris now and bevatel that mitzvah that I already have. That's the question of the Gemara. Again, hare mushva v'omid alav hamar Sinai. I have a shvua to drink wine for kiddush havdalah. How can naziris be chal on those dvarm of a kiddush havdalah? So the Gemara says, Ella ki hadam rava. So Rava says, what's the case? Shvua she'eshta v'chaz of amar harini nazir, asir naziris chala ha-shvua. Person makes a shvua that I will drink. I'm going to drink wine. Then afterwards he says, I'm going to be a nazir. So now he has a shvua to already drink wine, and now the naziris is going to be chala ha-shvua. So that's the case that we're referring to. That's what means yayin v'shechar, that it will be chal. I mean, when it comes out from the Gemara, ein ha-chanami, it sounds like a nazir may drink wine of kiddush havdalah. That's mushva v'har Sinai. You know when a nazir is chal on top of a shvua that the pasuk is referring to? If I take a personal shvua, not that I'm going to drink this wine, my own personal shvua to drink this bottle of wine, then I become a nazir. That's when that nazir is chal. But it's not chal on something that's mushva v'omid v'har Sinai when it comes to kiddush havdalah. I think that's the way it's read. Okay, so let's see further now. Oh, there's a whole Tosfos here also, actually. There's actually very important Tosfos here. See, look at Tosfos for a second. This from the what we were just saying beforehand, that's the example. Again, when Rabbi Shimon wanted to know, what do you learn from the pasuk Yain v'Sheichar? What does that pasuk teach me? Yain v'Sheichar Yazir. It sounds like the pashas of the pasuk is I've simply taken Naziris from wine and not from tumah mace and not from shaving my hair. That's okay. But Rabbi Shimon can't hold it that way because he requires you to take a Nazir in everything. So I was telling us that if you the Shavuos Chal on a Davar Mitzvah, just like a Davar Rishus. And what was that Davar Mitzvah we initially thought? We thought that's referring to the Davar Mitzvah of Kiddush Ravdala. We rejected that because it can't work on Kiddush Ravdala. But in that Havmina, Tosos explains, the Kiddush Hayom Daraisa, the Kiddush on Shabbos day is a Daraisa, v'eich tachol alav Naziris, how could the Naziris be chal on a Mitzvah Daraisa? Asks Tosos, v'kosha, this is very problematic, the Adaraba, it's the opposite. L'hochi itzirikra, the reason why you need a pasuk is to tell me, mi yusar, lomar, we need the extra pasuk to teach me the chayil ala naziris. No, the pasuk is coming to teach me that it is chayil naziris. Ve'od kasha my mishani basar hachi could go nishba l'shvot hachazer nidam minazer asid naziris ve'chayil shvuah. You still have the problem. If I took a personal shvuah, so how can the naziris be chayil in that personal shvuah? What's the difference if I'm mushba mi'omin b'har Sinai, kiddush v'avdala, and we're saying naziris is not chal on that shvuah, so why would I take a personal shvuah now, will the naziris be chal on that? Either it should be chal on both shvuahs, whether it's Har Sinai or my own personal shvuah, or it should not be chal on either one. How can you make a distinction, asks Tosfos. Because Malcolm Tikshalo, Harei Mushvah V'Omid V'Har Sinai, Klomer Dein Mushvah V'Omid Gadol Mizesh, and Nishba L'Shos. There's no greater shvuah than when I took a personal one. There's Mushvah V'Omid V'Har Sinai, it's my grandfather took that shvuah, I wasn't even there. Here I took my own shvuah. That should be a stronger shvuah that I personally took. V'yod kasha, moreover, he asks, and this is why it's, you know, more, I don't know, more nogeitas, kasha, the kiddush hayom lav deraisahu. Kiddush is not a deraisa, actually. The nihi nami dechsev zachor, even though the pasuk says zachor, to remember of Shabbos, v'darshinu and zachor yayin, esmachtu, isn't esmachtu that you use wine? It doesn't mention wine. There's not a real drasha to have wine for kiddush. So that he's a number of questions. So lachin neir l'rabbeinu tam, the way you read this pshat in the Gemara is the karsina b'tmiya. It's really b'tmiya. It's really a shaila. V'chi mushba v'cholei v'cholei. Is it really a shvuah in Har Sinai? I mean, the Gemara initially said, what's the example of a davar mitzvah? Kiddush Ravdala. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? That's a mitzvah? Is a mitzvah from Har Sinai to have kiddush Ravdala and yayin? Not true at all, says l'rabbeinu tam. Didn't he the kiddush hayom deraisa hayayin lav deraisa? You're right. Granted. To remember Shabbos, to say words of Shabbos, that might be deraisa. But to say it on wine, it's not deraisa at all. There's a choya hayayin esmachta. All it is esmachta. So this is very important in Tosfos here. It's machlokas rishonim. And within Tosfos, whether kiddush v'avdala on wine is actually din deraisa or not. We normally assume that it's not a deraisa. Kiddush might be deraisa, but on wine is only a din derabanan. That's why there's no wine. You could say it on a chal. If a person doesn't have wine in the house, you could say it on a chal. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so back to the Gemara now. So the Gemara says what we're talking about here again is where a guy took a personal shvuah, the shvuah is chal, and he takes a naziris afterwards. That naziris is chal on that personal shvuah. That's what we learn from the pasuk of Yain v'Sheichar according to Rabbi Shimon. Then the Gemara says four lines down, Rabbanan nami hami baile. Don't Rabbanan also need? What do they need the pasuk for? La'aser yain mitzvahs ki yain v'shus. Don't they need the pasuk of Yain v'Sheichar yazir to teach me that it's chal on a davar mitzvah, just like it's chal on davar v'shus? And if that's the case, so where do they learn the source from that if you take in general Nazir, only part of the content of Nazir, it's chal on everything, it's chal on that part, if the source is now not available? Gemara explains, Imkein lemakra miyain. The pasuk should have simply said, miyain yazir. My v'sheichar. Why the extra word sheichar? Wine, beer, it's the same thing. Just say one of the drinks, it should be sufficient. Shmas mina tarti. The fact they say yain plus Sheikha in the pasuk tells me two separate drushes. One drush is to tell me that if a person takes a nazir on only one item, it's chal on that one item. And the second drush is to teach me that it's chal on a davar mitzvah, just like nazir is chal on a davar rishus. Mara says, what about Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon, hainu taima, duchas of Sheikha. The reason why I say Sheikha, I agree to you, Rabbanan, that the word Sheikha is extra. But you know what I learned from the word Sheikha? La lufe, Sheikha, Sheikha, l'mikdash. To learn a gezer shava, Lalufa is lashon of yalef. To learn gzeir shava, to derive gzeir shava, it says sheichar by nazir. It says sheichar by the base of mikdash in parshas Shmini, I think it is. So this is talking about when Nadav and Avihu went into the Kosher Kedoshim, and they were drunk according to one day, and that's why right after they went in and died, that they were the Torah gave the Isser of not drinking when entering to the Beis HaMikdash. It says the word Sheikha in that context as well. So what do we learn from this Gzeir Shava back and forth? So the Gemara says, Ma Gavi Nazir Yain, Hu Delitzar, Aval Shar Mashkim Lo. Just like Yain, the only thing that's usher to a Nazir is wine. Schnapps, any other alcoholic drink, and certainly non-alcoholic drinks, all that is permitted. Aval, Asar Af, Gavi Mikdash Nami Yain, Hu Delitzar, Aval Shar Mashkim HaMishtakrin Lo. So too by the Beis HaMikdash, only wine is usher, but other alcoholic drinks are not usher. That's the gzeisha we learn from Sheikhar Sheikhar. That's what Rabbi Shimon learns. Now this is all lafuke, this is all to preclude from the opinion of Midi Rabbi Yehuda. This machlok appears a few places in Shas, appears in Bechoros, appears in Krisus, and Tainus, I think also. So a bunch of places. Oh, there's a whole Masorah Shas here, different people say it. So according to Rabbi Shimon, from again the Gzeir Shava, Sheikhar Sheikhar tells me that only wine is usher into the Isser of entering the Beis HaMikdash while being drunk. It's only usher when a person drank wine. But any other alcoholic drink, even though he might be really drunk, wouldn't be Bechal the Isser, the Raisa. But this all to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achal Dveila, Kilos, Veshasa, Dvash, Vechalov, Venichnas, Lemikdash Chayv. If you eat Dveila, Dveila were these fig cakes. Apparently fig cakes could be very alcoholic. I guess after time it ferments, and it has the same effect as drinking wine and other things. When a person drinks the honey from the maybe dates or something, or milk could also make a person very tired. These things, a person will be considered drunk and violate the Isser if he enters into the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yehuda clearly does not hold of this Gzeir Shava Sheikha Sheikha. He does not limit it to Dafka Yain. It could be anything as well. Okay, there's no Tosis. So I told you, this Gemara appears a few places in Shas, also in Gemara, and Yuma, I think. So there are a few Tososim who comment on this, and there's actually, I see no Tosos here though, but there's actually a very subtle machlokas Tosos within each other. What pshat, why is it usher? We don't always ask questions of why, but why is it usher to enter the Beis HaMikdash when being drunk? So if you're Medayik in Tosos in Yuma versus the Tosos in, I think it's maybe Sanhedrin, I don't remember exactly. They give two different pshatim. One answer is because you might make a mistake. If a person is drunk and entering the Beis HaMikdash, she might shech the wrong animal or maybe the wrong spot or do some type of mistake. So it's therefore it's not a good thing to do. And the other Tosa says it's inappropriate to enter the Beis HaMikdash, enter the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu while being drunk, even though a person might not make any mistakes. It's just an inappropriate way to enter the Beis HaMikdash. That's
even just standing around.
Exactly. Standing around, not doing anything. Right, exactly. You're going, just observing that alone. Right, exactly. So that would be, right. So that's the machlokas. It seems to be the machlokas, the different reasons why it'd be usher to enter in. So, that nafkamina would be, let's say a person entered in not to do any work. So maybe according to the first reason, maybe it would be okay. Now, it's really not, but maybe you could say it might be okay. Now, it comes into another issue. The pasuk there in Shemini says, not only is it an usher to enter the Beis HaMikdash while being drunk, but also the pasuk says, usher lahoros, you can't give a hora or a psak while being drunk. And we have a few gemaras in Beitza that talk about on Yontif, different amaram would not give a psak because they drink. So that isser to give a psak sounds like it's more of a practical thing. You might make a mistake. So that would, if they're linked together, then the reason why you can't enter the Beis HaMikdash is you might make a mistake. But there is a pshat you could say in the Rambam. The Rambam seems to link them together. He seems to say, no, even if you won't make a mistake by giving a psak, just like when entering the Beis HaMikdash, you have to have a certain frame of mind and respect, so too when entering the world of psak halacha, it's not a small matter. It's a very high level full of kedusha, and you're entering into the world, a mental world, you have to have the appropriate kavod as well. Even though you might not make any mistakes, you know everything by heart, you still shouldn't enter into that world of psak unless you have a proper frame of mind. Okay. So that's all according to the first pshat, what we learned from this pasuk. But then the Gemara says, Ibai Zema, another explanation of what? The reason why Rabbi Shimon holds that the Nazirus is not Chal on all until you're Mazir from everything. Going back to that point, that again, Rabbi Shimon held for Nazirus to be Chal, you need to be Nazir from everything. So why? So the Gemara goes back, Ibai Zema, Rabbi Shimon Lesle Isser Chal Al Isser. Rabbi Shimon will figure out how this fits in a moment. Rabbi Shimon holds He does not hold of, rather, that the Isser is Chal on Isser. Some Rishonim hold an Isser is Chal on top of another Isser. He holds an Isser is not Chal on already existing Isser. Like what? The Tanya, the Brayta, tells us that Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ha'ochel Nevela B'yom HaKippurim Pater. Person eats Nevela. Now, when a person eats Nevela in general, there's an Isser, there's a lav to eat Nevela, to eat a non-shechted animal that wasn't shechted properly, a cow that dies, that's a Nevela. But let's say it's in Yom Kippur. Now you have a second Isser, if there's an Isser to eat any food or in Yom Kippur. So are you chayv kares for eating Yom Kippur or not? So he's old your pater. But since the first Isser, the animal, let's say, died before Yom Kippur, so it's a nevela, and that Yom Kippur is chal, the chal of the Isser, Yom Kippur, chal on all food, it's not chal on things that already are usr. So there's no Isser kares on a nevela that already died. Now, if it was something that died on Yom Kippur itself, where the Isser Yom Kippur came before the animal died, that's a different story. We're talking about the nevela happened erev Yom Kippur, or even before. And now Yom Kippur's chal, it's not chal on this davar Isser. Ain Isser, Chal and Isser. So how does this help us out? How does this fit anything in? So if you look in the Tosfos here, Rabbi Shimon Leslie, the last narrow Tosfos, Rabbi Shimon Leslie, Isser, Chal and Isser, Perish Ba'alma, Kidatan, in general, he doesn't hold of Isser, Chal and Isser. V'lav Kura Ha'ahacha, had there not been a Pasuk here, Hav, I mean, I would have thought, Heicha de Nishba Shalom Lishos, had I taken a Shua, that I'm not going to drink wine. V'shuv Hizr B'Nazir. Then I said, you know what, I want to be a Nazir. The shas of biyain lo chayv anizirus. The nizirus wouldn't be chab since I already took a stam shavua on drinking wine, and then I wanted to be a nazir. Well, that nazir can't be chal. You can't add another iser, my already existing iser of drinking wine. Kamash malan kra yisera dim biyain v'sheicher, that the extra pasuk biyain v'sheicher teaches me dim nishva shelo lishos koze, that if I took a shavua not to drink this glass of wine, and then I took another nether to be a nazir. I went ahead and drank that bottle of wine, a glass of wine. I'm chayv too. Mishum shuasa, mishum nazirus. What's the point here? So the Gemara is telling us that in general, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of Isser Chal Isser. Therefore, Nevela, that comes into Yom Kippur, there's no Isser Yom Kippur on the Nevela. There's ain't Isser Chal Isser. There's a special exception when it comes to nazirus from the pasuk Yayin Vesheicha Yazir, that by Nazir, nazirus can be chal on already existing Isser of drinking wine. That's the chiddush that Rabbi Shimon learns from the words Yayim v'sheicher yazir. Gemara says the Rabbanan Nami haksiv mikol asher yasim migefen ayayin. So now we're going back. What did the Rabbanan do with Rabbi Shimon's drush? Rabbi Shimon's drush initially. How does he know that you have to be a nazir on everything? Because the pasuk says mikol asher yasim migefen ayayin, from everything that a yayin produces, from everything grapes produce, whether it be the grapes themselves, whether it be the seeds, the pits, the peel, the wine, it's all asr. Rabbanan didn't require that to be the case. So what do they do with that pasuk? So Amri Lecha Rabbanan. Rabbanan responded back to Rabbi Shimon, Hasam liman al isuri nazir, shimit starfin zemzeh. That pasuk of mikol asher yasim migefen, all the different parts of the wine or the grapes, that's telling us that the isr of nazir is mit starif zemzeh. They all can come together. What does that mean? So says the, look at the Mefarish now, three medium wide lines down in the Mefarish. He says, Lo limed al kol isuri nazir mitzdarfin zemzeh. They could all join together. What does that mean, join together? Le kazayis. A nazir is chayiv when he eats a kazayis of grapes or kazayis or drinks a revius of wine. Shim lo achal bein harton vizag el kazayis bavad chayiv malchus. Let's say he ate a little bit of the peel and a little bit of the pits and a little bit of the grapes. And if it all amounted to a kazayis, you can be mitzdarf them all together. You don't have to have only a kazayis of the pits and only a kazayis of the peel. No, you could combine all the different parts of the grape. And that we learn from this pasuk of mikol asher yasim migefen. All the parts of the gefen of the grapes are combined together for the kazayis. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon less late tzirf, he doesn't hold a tzirf of combining different parts. The Tanya, the Brisa tells us that Rabbi Shimon Omer kol shu lamakos lo amru kazayis elolinin karbon. When it comes to malchus, you don't need sirf, you don't need a kazayis. Person drinks a little bit of wine, a little bit of grape he eats, a kosher, that's enough to get him malchus for violating his nazirus. The only time you need kazayis is for karbon. We're not talking about karbonos here, we're talking about the malchus. Malchus don't require a shir. So the end up being, this machlokus, Rabban, Rabbi Shimon, when it comes to malchus, you require a kazayis, or even a kosher will result in malchus. Okay. The new Mishnah tells us now, Harini Kishimshon, a person says, I'm like Shimshon, Or he says, I'm Kaben Manoach, Shimshon was the son of Manoach. He says, I'm like the son of Manoach. In other words, I'm Shimshon. Or Kabal Delilah, like the husband of Delilah. Delilah was the wife of Shimshon. Kimisha Akar Delasos Aza, or I want to be like the person who uprooted the doors of Aza, the whole story of the Plishim, that's Shimshon also. Kimisha Neku Plishim is Einav, like the person who the Plishim had not poked out their eyes, the Plishim had removed the eyes of Shimshon. Any of those statements, which is in essence he's saying he wants to be like Nazir Shimshon, Hare, the din is, Hare the Nazir Shimshon, he becomes a Nazir Shimshon. Well, what in the world is Nazir Shimshon? Isn't he just a Nazir? Says the Mefarish here, Mefarish explains that Hareza Nazir Shimshon, this is the last two narrow, medium wide lines down rather, in the Mefarish, Tarech Linog Ba'atma B'Niziros Shimshon, what's Nizir Shimshon, Lekamin Mefarish, Heichi Havi. So the person says any of those types of statements, he becomes a Nazir Shimshon. What is a Nazir Shimshon? Wait for the Gemara to tell us what a Nazir Shimshon is. So Gemara says, Lamili Lemisne Kol Halin, why do you have to have all these different examples? Kashimshon, Kabe Manoach, Kabal Dleya, Kashimosh Akar Dulasas. Why all these different examples and statements? So says the Gemara Tzrichi, they're all needed. Why? The Amar Harini Kashimshon, if I simply said I want to be like Shimshon, Have Amina Shimshon HaAcharina, maybe some other Shimshon, not Shimshon HaGibor, not Shimshon Ben Manoach, maybe some other Shimshon. Kamashvlan, Kabe Manoach, no. Kabe Manoach, wait a second, did they say all of them together? Or are they all separate?
Yeah. It's either any one of them works, right?
Right. Aha. So, sounds like from the Kamash Mon that you have to say all of them, though. Exactly. That's what the Gemara is going to explain. Okay. According to Rabbi Tam, you have to say all of them. So you have to say Shimshon's not enough. If you say Shimshon and you say Ben Manoach, so then already it's Chal. But wait a second, that's not enough. Because Vitana Kibem Manoach, I said Ben Manoach, and let's say Shimshon Ben Manoach. Havamina Ikal the Miskari Hachim. Maybe there's some person we call him, hey, you're Shimshon, you're Ben Manoach. He's some real strong person. We refer to him in that way. Kamashman, you have to also say Kabal Delilah, the husband of Delilah. Well, Kamishineko, Plishim, that's enough. There seems to be a machlokis, we show him how to understand this Gemara, whether it means you have to say all of them or one would be sufficient. So if you look at Tosos here towards the bottom, Kishimshon Kibem Manoach, Kabal Delilah. He says, Aval Kishimshon l'chudei, that alone, O Kibem Manoach l'chudei, that alone also, Lo Sagi, Ad Shiomar Shlosh, and you have to say all three languages, Shimshon Kibem Manoach, Kibal Delila, I guess, Kibemuchach, the Gemara Mekan Me'elach, Garish Rabbeinu Tam, Ukmisha Ya'al, and Rabbeinu Tam says, U, the Vav, Ukmisha Akar Dalas Aza, Bivav, Ukmisha Nakaplishim Ezenav, De O Kamar, the last two are O. The first three have to be together, Shimshon, Ben Manoach, Bal Delila, that's all one unit. The last two can be said independently, that would be enough. That's how Rabbeinu Tam reaches. New Mishnah tells us, so Ma Bein Nazir Olam LeNazir Shimshon. So fantastic, the Mishnah introduced this concept of Nazir Shimshon. Well, what in the world is Nazir Shimshon? And by the way, once you're talking about that, what's Nazir Olam? So we haven't seen Nazir Olam, I don't think, presented yet in the Mishnah. But what's this Nazir Olam, what's a Nazir Shimshon? So the Mishnah tells us, very important cloud, we're going to see a lot of this throughout the Masechta. Nazir Olam, Hichbid, what's a Nazir Olam? It's when a person's Hichbid Sara, when his hair gets so heavy or long, Mekel Batar, he's able to lighten it. So interesting the way they refer to it in the Hichbid, heavy and light. But, you know, for our language, I would say Aruch and Katar. But for some reason, the Mishnah refers to it as heavy and light. So you can lighten the hair, Batar, with a razor. I always wondered, I'll just mention the question now. Of course, a Nazir has to keep all the mitzvahs, and one of the mitzvahs are considered tefillin. It's brought down the poskim. The Mishnah Berurah talks about this. A person's hair is too long, it actually could serve as a chatzitza between his head and his tefillin. So how come by here it's not a problem of chatzitza? Yes, it's a mitzvah deraisa to keep the naziros, but I wonder how you get around the problem of not being a chatzitza. Just wondering if you ever come across this. So anyways, so when it comes to Nazir Olam, if his hair gets long, a Nazir Olam is allowed to cut his hair to make it lighter with a regular razor. Who may be shalosh behemos, and he brings the three animals we haven't seen just yet, but the three animals that he has to bring. V'im nidma, if he becomes tameh, maybe carbon tumah, he has to bring the proper carbon tumah. So it sounds like a nazir olam is a regular nazir, just it never ends. Right? If you just look at the bottom two tosafim here, he says nazir olam mekel v'lo megalech legamre. You can't shave the entire head when you're nazir olam. Kav Shalom, Shlo Galach Lagamre, Avshalom had this beautiful hair, so he never cut his hair entirely. Avshalom was actually, he died by hanging from his hair on the tree. So you cut it, but you don't shave it entirely. Umevi Shalosh Beimo says, Tosfos Bishash and Mekel, when he cuts his hair, Halach Moshe Sinai Vesmachel Me Avshalom Damar Avshalom Nidre Chatas Olav Avshalom Kinazir Tar Karbon Tumash Shtei Tarim Vashem. So Halach Moshe Sinai and Tesmach from Avshalom, that when a person completes his but the Nazir Olam is not completing his Nazirus though. I guess every time he cuts his hair, he has to bring these three animals. That's what's going on here. Okay, fine. And if he becomes Tameh again, he has to bring a Karbon Tumah. If you look at the bottom here, the Mefarsh tells us what the Karbonos that are being brought here. So he says, first of all, Mevi, the three lines up from the bottom of the Mefarsh, Umevi, when each time the Chol Taglachas for the Taglachas, each time he cuts his hair shorter, he brings Shlosha Behemos, three animals. One's a Chatas, one's an Ola, one's a Shlomim. We'll get into greater depth later in the Mesech about each of the animals. Kemosh and Emar Binyan. Vim Nitma says the Mefarsh, if he becomes Tameh, Tumas Meis, Mevi Karbon Tumah, he has to bring the Karbon Tumah, which is what? A Keves Ben Shnaso, a year old sheep. The Asham as a guilt offering, Vishnei Sorim or Shnei Bnei Yona, two either doves or two other types of birds. About Hamakaba Olav Nazir Shimshon, fine. That's all by Nazir Olam. What about Nazir Shimshon? So you go back to the mission now, and Nazir Shimshon Hich B'Tzaro Eino Mekel. If a person's hair gets very heavy and long, if you're Nazir Shimshon, no difference. You can't cut it. You can't lighten the load. Vim Nitva, if he comes Tame, Eino Mekel Carbon Tumor. He does not bring a Carbon Tumor. Those are the two distinctions between a Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon. Nazir Olam, they're both going to be Nazir forever. The question is there ever had to cut the hair shorter? And if a person becomes Tameh, is there a Karbon Tumah that's being brought? The Gemara says, wait a second. Nazir Olam, Man Dachar Shmai. We said that. Where in the world did Nazir Olam come from? We never even were introduced to the concept of Nazir Olam to start asking questions, what's the difference between a Nazir Olam versus a Nazir Shimshon? What is a Nazir Olam? Nazir Shimshon, we already introduced in the previous Mishnah, but we don't know what Nazir Olam is. So the Gemara says, Chasur Mechzer, there's something Mishnah as part of the Mishnah. So we missed something very important, a key line here. Halchi Katani, the way the Mishnah should have been written was as follows. Ha'omer Arheni Nazir Olam, Harezen Nazir Olam. Period. And then the Mishnah wanted to ask, Ma be Nazir Olam, the Nazir Shimshon, Nazir Olam, Hechbet Saro, Mekil Batara, Umevi Shalosh Behemos, Vimnit Ma Mevi Karbon Tumon, Nazir Shimshon, Hechbet Saro, Inamakai Mekil Batara, Ve'eno. Maybe Karbon Tumah. Okay, so that's how we reread the Mishnah. We just added in that one line that Nazir Olam is Nazir Olam. And then the Mishnah presented the differences between the two. Okay. Fine, go on the top of Dalar and Beis now. So the Gemara says, Karbon Tumah, rather, Karbon Hu Dulamaisi, Aval Nazir is Chayla Leha. So he said that when it comes to Nazir Shimshon, if he becomes a mitame, he's tame tumas meis, he does not bring a carbon. But the Nazir is chal though. There's an iser to be mitame tumas meis. If you look at the top Tosfos there, he writes, carbon hudula meis, perish Nazir Shimshon, he doesn't bring a carbon tuma if he becomes tame, aval, the Nazir of a Nazir Shimshon is actually chal though. It's chal on him. He's not allowed to enter into Beis HaChaim. He's not allowed to. There's an Isser Tumas Meis. But if he does do that, he doesn't have any, there's no consequence of bringing a carbon tumah. That's what the Gemara says. So Mani, who is the author of the Mishnah who says there's an Isser to become Tamei Meis when a Nazir Shimshon, but there's no carbon that's being brought? Who authored this? Well, it couldn't be Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbi Shimon. It couldn't be either one of those. Why? The Tanya, the Braitza, tells us that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nazir Shimshon Mutar L'Tamei Meisim. He holds that Nazir Shimshon is actually allowed to enter the Beis HaChaim. Shekein Matzino B'Shimshon Shenidma. Rabbi should be found by Shimshon. We look in the Pesukim. Shimshon was Metame Tumas Meis. Doesn't quote the Pasuk where, but perhaps the fact that he killed all the different plishim.
When you kill somebody, does that mean you're in contact with
a mace? If you directly kill them with a sword, so then the mace Tumas is going to carry through the sword. You shot bow and arrows, and then there's no. There's a chibur. Oh, my jaw.
They died a few minutes later.
Right. Right. No, it's unique to the metal. I don't think it applies to a jawbone. Do they give an example how we see he was telling Mace there?
No.
Okay. Maybe the Gemara will later on tell us, or just our lack, our own, or at least my own ignorance of not knowing any Pesukim. Okay. The Gemara says, so it couldn't be Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon holds it's actually takamutta for a Nazir Shimshon to enter into Beis HaChaim. Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Yehuda who holds his mutter. According to Rabbi Shimon, though, says the Gemara, Ha Omer Nazir Shimshon, a person who takes upon himself a Nazir Shimshon, Lo Amar Klum, Shelo Matzino B'Shimshon Shiyotzim Nizir Shmipiv. It doesn't work, actually. You want to be a Nazir Shimshon? Rabbi Shimon argues in this entire Mishnah, you cannot be a Nazir Shimshon. We never find anywhere that Shimshon took upon himself Nazirus. Says Tosos, Shelo Matzino B'Shimshon Shiyotzim Nizir Shmipiv. Kolomar lo nazir b'na. I know we're doing a lot of Tosos with him, more Tosos than the Rashi, because Tosos happens, as I said before, 2 days ago, he's a really running commentary with some. He's kind of like a Ron, running commentary with some small questions here and there. So he says, Kolomar lo nazir b'nazir el mi bet imo haya nazir b'nazir mimela. His mother made him into a nazir, but he never made himself into a nazir. Vonen ba'inan shiyadu b'davar hanidur. You have to take a nadir or nazir on something else that became that itself became usher through a nether. And he never took upon himself a nether, so Einech Nami, he listened to his mother, but that wasn't really a Nazirus, that was Schal. You cannot use Shimshon as a model for creating your own Nazirus. That's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. So therefore, Nazir Shimshon is nothing according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Huda, it's actually something, but nothing to do with Tumas Meis. So the Mishnah, that says that he doesn't bring a carbon when becoming Tumas Meis, sounds like, but there is an Isser to enter into a Beis Chaim, sounds like neither Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says further and elaborates on this point. Samani, who authored our Mishnah? Well, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'amar afilu l'chachila, Rabbi Yehuda allows you l'chachila to enter a Beis Chaim. Umasisim, but our Mishnah, katani im nitwe, if you became Tamei, sounds like, but you shouldn't l'chachila become Tamei. And if Rabbi Shimon authored our Mishnah, but Ha'amar, doesn't he teach us? We just saw in the Braisa, Lo Chayla Al Hanazir's Klau. There's no such thing as Nazir Shimshon. So who authored our Mishnah? So Gemara says, Liolam, it must be Rabbi Yehuda who authored our Mishnah, because we have nobody else to choose from. Really, Rabbi Yehudi? Ah, so why does the Mishnah say Im Nitma, which implies that only if you became Tameh, but you shouldn't Lechachila become Tameh? Sounds like, I did the Katani Gavi Nazir Olam in it, but since by Nazir Olam, which everyone agrees that by Nazir Olam it's also to become Tameh, so it said Imnita, if you became Tameh by Nazir Olam, they wanted to be consistent within the language of the Mishnah, Taninami, but Gavi Nazir Shimshon, Imnitba, to be consistent. What comes out from all this, so it's clear that a person is allowed to always enter into Beit HaChaim whenever he pleases. There's no Isser. We know there's an Isser for Kohen to enter into Beit HaChaim, but let's say non Kohen. So I have no Isser. But is it something that maybe I should avoid from doing? Or no, if a person wants to go to the Beis HaKavaros, Beis HaChaim, what if he wants, he's allowed to. It sounds like from this Mishnah, L'chachila. Just like a Nazir Shimshon, L'chachila, we say, go ahead, go into the Beis HaChaim. So certainly then, by a person who's not a Nazir, not a Kohen, L'chachila has no difficulties in entering into Beis HaChaim. Gemara now says, Lema, Plugso Dehani Tanai Kamiflagi. Maybe this machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing about another machlokas time we find based on the Mishnah. The Tanah, the Mishnah appears in, it's actually a Braisa. Person says, Hare alai kibachor, if I want to be like a bachor. I think we saw this in Gemara Nadarm. Yeah, Nadarm Yud Beis. If I want to be like a bachor, this is usher, like a bachor is usher, is that going to be bichal? So remember, the klal is that for my nether to work, if I'm going to be matfis, I want to be really. Being matis, clinging onto another existing usher, davar iser, that davar iser, as my model, has to be a davar hanidir also. It has to be, let's say, a carbon. An animal, is cow is mutter. If I'm maktisha into a carbon, that's a davar hanidir. I can now say, I want this to be usher just like that carbon, because that's a davar hanidir. But let's say pig already is usher. I can't say, this is going to be usher, this nether is usher like a pig, because a pig isn't a davar hanidir, it's always usher. So what about b'chor? B'chor, a firstborn animal, behema tahora. It's now usher. It's kachim. It's required to be brought as a karbam. So will that work? So a person says, "Hare, I like b'chor. I'm like this b'chor. Behema tahora. Rabbi Yaakov oser. Rabbi Yosi matir." So Rabbi Yaakov holds it's usher. Rabbi Yosi thinks it's matir. So what's his machlokas? My lav, Rabbi Yehuda saver la Rabbi Yaakov. Damar lo b'ayin davar hanider. Rabbi Yehuda must be consistent with Rabbi Yaakov. Why? Because remember, we said, assuming everyone agreed right now, that we never found by Shimshon, but never took upon himself a Nazirus. So assuming that's true, that's a given. So how could then, if Shimshon was never a Nazir that he took upon himself, he wasn't a Davar HaNidor, how could Yehuda use Shimshon as a model to create a further Nadir, a Nazirus? It doesn't work. Must be that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't require a Davar HaNidor. You could create a nazirus or nether based on anything that's aser, even pig if I wanted. So too, b'chor, it's not a davar ha-nidur. B'chor is born. A firstborn animal, by definition, it's mimela becomes a davar ha, it's an aser. I'm not madir. I don't make a neder in a b'chor. When it's born, firstborn, it becomes automatically aser. It's no different than a pig being aser. A b'chor is aser. So we see Rabbi Yehuda clearly thinks that, like Rabbi Yaakov, just like if I are going to be matvis on a b'chor, which is not a davar ha-nidur, it works. So too, Rabbi Yehuda thinks, if I'm going to be matvis on Shimshon, it works also, even though Shimshon's not a davar ha-nidur. That's what the Gemara initially thinks. So really, my law, Rabbi Yehuda, Savar law, Rabbi Yaakov, that you don't need a davar neither, like a bechor is not a davar neither, damar lod being a davar neither. Rabbi Shimon, Savar law, Rabbi Yossi, damar ba'in a davar neither. Rabbi Shimon requires, just like Rabbi Yossi thinks, but I cannot be matfis on a bechor, because a bechor is not a davar neither, so it won't work as a hatfasa. So too, Rabbi Shimon thinks, Shimshon wasn't a davar neither, and therefore a hatfasa won't work on Shimshon either. So we see the machlokas is very much lined up. And Gemara says, no. Not true, low. Not true at all. This is not a parallel machlokas. The chuli alma ba'in and davar hanidur. Everybody agrees. You need a davar hanidur. Nobody contends that. You require a davar hanidur to use as a hatfasa to create my own nether, create my own nazirus. So what's machlokas by bechor? The shiny gavi bechor, with respect to bechor, well, what do you mean? Bechor is born and automatically usher. That's not a davar hanidur. Shiny gavi bechor, dechsev bay, it says by the pasuk of bechor, versus pasuk in Bamidbar Lamed. No, I'm quoting the wrong pasuk here. Lashem. Okay, it says in Matos by Nidarim. It says Lashem. Why the extra word Lashem? Lerabo says a bechor to include a bechor. You're right. A bechor actually is not a davar neither. It's really not a davar neither. But the extra pasuk Lashem comes to include. There's one exception. There's one item that may be used as a tfasa, even though it's not a davar neither, and that's a bechor. That the bechor is Lashem, you could still use it. That's how they read it. Rabbi Yossi Amalacha, no. Hahu Lashem, that word Lashem is not coming to include a Bechor. Bechor cannot be used for a tvas of a nether. Lashem's teaching me another halacha. Mibayle lirabos chatas v'asham, to come to include a chatas and an asham, that those karbanos may be used as hatvasa. If I say that this item is going to be aser, like a chatas, like an asham, that's going to be chal as well. And it seems logical. Why? I don't know why you need extra pasuk. That would seem to be obvious, though. Aha. Okay, so I think the idea is, if you look at Tosos, Dibur Maskil Rabos, I mean, I would have thought it's pashut here. That when a chatas and asham is I take a cow or a sheep or a goat and I matfish the animal, that's certainly a davar ha-nidur. So why do you need a special pasuk Lashem to include a chatas and asham? Of course it's a davar ha-nidur. Of course it works as to do a tfas on it. The Tosfos explains, the rabbos says a chatas v'asham, the sa'aka daita chamina, I would have thought it wouldn't work. That olu shlomim habam nidava that I could bring, that's davar ha-nidur. Whenever I want, I could say, you know what, I'm in the mood to bring a ola. I'm in the mood to bring a shlomim. Whenever I want, I can do that. That's really a davar ha-nidur. That's really a dedication. Aval b'chatas v'ashem habayim mechova, I only bring them when I'm obligated, when I did something wrong. That's lo mikri davar ha-nidur. That's not considered a voluntary act. Yes, the animal I made into kedusha, but I'm only doing that because I have to bring a carbon now. That's not considered voluntary. So maybe that shouldn't work. It shouldn't be a good model for atvasa. Kamash Mulam, we learn from the Pasuk Lashem, Demarbe Kol Mila Dehavi Lashem, anything, even those which I had to do, but I ended up creating that Kedusha because of a obligation, that's enough to be considered Davar HaNidur. So that works. So now the Gemara, back to the Gemara, and continues to say, so that's what Rabbi Yossi says, you learn from the Pasuk Lashem, to include a Chathas V'Hashem, Ulahotzi, so rather, Rabbos Chathas V'Hashem. So Mara Isa, why did I see, why did you see Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbos Chathas V'Hashem, Ulahotzi Zabachor? Why do you choose that way? Why do you want to include a chadas v'ashem b'chlal davar neder and to exclude b'chor? So he explains very simply. So mar b'ani chadas v'ashem shekein matvisan b'neder. The reason why I chose chadas v'ashem to include, because I'm matvis them. When I want to bring a carbon, I need to be maktish these animals. As opposed to moti anias b'chor shekein matvisan b'neder. When it comes to b'chor, I'm not matvis it. B'chor becomes a b'chor when it's born. Nothing to do with me. I'm not being no there, I'm not being matvis at all in a bechor. It's already kvar kadosh when it's born. So Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Lecha, what do you mean? Bechor nami matvisa benederhu. A Bechor also requires hatvasa. A Bechor also requires a certain level of kedusha. You're right, the Bechor is born, and it's a Bechor by definition when it's a firstborn animal. But you know what says Rabbi Yaakov? The Tani, the Brisa, tells us that Shabbes Rabbeinu Amru, from the house of Rebbe, told us, Amru, Minai Lenoli Lo Bechor Besoch Edro. How do you know if a person has a Bechor born to his flock? Shemitzvah, Alav Lahakdisho. Mitzvah, Alav Lahakdisho. There's a mitzvah to be Makdish the animal, even though it's already born as a Bechor. Shinemar Hazachar Takdish. You have to still do a proactive type of Kedusha on this Bechor. That's the Shita Rabbi Yaakov, this famous Shita Rabbi Yaakov we find throughout Shas, here in the Gemara in Nedarim, the Gemara in Bava Metzia also talks about this. So even a Bechor is considered Davar HaNidar. And that's why Rabbi Yaakov allows you to use Hatvasa on a Bechor. Okay, the Gemara says further now. So Rabbi Yossi's response is, Amar Lecha, Nehi de Mitzvah LaHakdisha. Granted, there's a mitzvah to be Makdish. I agree. Yossi, I agree, it's a nice Indian to be Makdish the Bechor. He lo Makdish lai, but wait a second. But what if you don't? What if you're not Makdish the Bechor? Mi lo Kedusha? Would not be Kadosh? Of course it's Kadosh. You missed out on Mitzvah in a Muvchar. You didn't do the special Kedusha in the Bechor. But if you didn't do the Kedusha, you didn't do the Hakdasha, it's still Kadosh already, the Bechor. So how much are you really? You're not really creating much. So therefore, I'm not really viewing the Bechor as a Davar HaNidur. And therefore, you cannot use a Bechor as a Davar HaNidur. So that's all with respect to a Bechor. Machlok is about a Bechor, whether you could use a Bechor as a Davar HaNidur. What about Nazir? We had also Machlok is by Shimshon. Can you use Nazir Shimshon as a model to create Naziros? Rabbi Shimon said you cannot use it. Nazir Shimshon is not considered Davar HaNidur. Rabbi Yehuda thinks it is considered Davar HaNidur. So what's a Machlok is Gabe Nazir? So Nami Yaksiv, the Pasuk is Lashem. Says the Pasuk Lashem. This is a Pasuk in Naso. Naso is the Pesukim that talk about Nazir. It says Lashem. Nazir Lashem, it says. Hahumi Baile Lichadatani. That's needed to teach me. Amar Rabbi Shimon Hatzadik. Shimon Tzadik said, "Miyamayla achalti Hashem Nazir tami chutz miyad mechav." This is the famous story that we saw in the Gemara Nedarim that David very much liked. We missed David, so he said, "Shimon Tzadik says, in all my days of being the Kohen Gadol, I never ate an Hashem Nazir from a tami. The Nazir became tami. I would not eat from his Hashem, except for there's one person, Adam Echad Shiva Elaim and Hadarim. He came from the south. Yofei Naim, these beautiful eyes." The Tov Roi, the Kvutos of Sidurislo, Tulasim, he had beautiful hairs and braids. And Amarti Lo, Bini, so I said to this beautiful looking child, Bini, Mauriso, Lishaches, Sear Noah, why are you coming to come to the Beis Hamikdash to shave your hair, the beautiful hair you have? Why are you coming to do this? So Amarli, Roa, Haisi, Lavi, Biri. So he explains to Shimon HaTzadik, I was a shepherd in the house of my father in the city. I once went to draw some water from the spring. I looked at my shadow, my reflection, really. My yitzhak got so strong. What a beautiful kid you are. Go out and use your yitzhara. So I got very scared. The yitzhara wanted to take me from the world of this beautiful world, of this simple world I lived in as being a shepherd, and bring me into the world of Gashmias. Amarti lo, I said to the Yitzhar, I responded back, Reka mipnei, Reka, you empty taiva, mipnei ma atam miskawai ba'olam. He says to myself, really, what am I so haughty about? Because I look nice, I'm supposed to be so proud of myself. Shini shachav, I'm in a world, I'm trying to get gaiv in a world that's not even mine. Shesof chalios rama v'tola. I'm going to end up being nothing and worms and crawling and creeping in my body after I die. The vote is, I'm going to shave my hair of Hashem Shemayim. Samadhi, so that's why he took upon himself, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days, grow my hair long, and then shave everything. So this was the story. So in response to that, what happened? So, Amadhi, Shimon Tzadik testifies, I stood up, Nishaktiv al Rosha, I kissed him on the head, on the forehead. Amarti lo, I said to this boy, Kamoscha Yirbu Nizim Bi Yisrael. This like you, there should be many, many more Nizim just like you. Alecha Kasav Omer, the Pasuk says regarding you, the Pasuk says, Ish Kiafli Lindor Neder Nazir Lazir Hashem. Leza, that's a true Nazir Hashem. You took it for good intentions. But Shimon, this was the only one he took upon himself. This is the only Ashem Nazir Tameh that Shimon Tzadik actually ate from. All the other ones, he was concerned it wasn't L'Shem Shemayim, and he wouldn't partake in those types of Nazirs. But that's where the Pasuk Lashem comes to teach us. Okay. So what does that do with us, for us, though? So that's why Lashem, one opinion thought Lashem came to include that even though you're right, that Nazir Shimshon is not really Davar HaNidor, But Lashem, since it says Lashem, that tells me it's considered davar nidur. Just like Lashem told me Bechor is considered davar nidur. Then the response is, no, that Lashem, nothing to do with considering it as a davar nidur. That Lashem told me that has to be Lashem Shemaim, like that whole story we just saw by Shimon HaTzadik. So now the Gemara challenges the point, Shimshon lav nazir. Wait a second, Shimshon wasn't a nazir? Tell me all this psukim about him growing his hair long and not drinking wine, that he wasn't a nazir? Hakasid, the pasuk tells us, the pasuk that appears in Shoftim, ki nazir elokim yihyeh hanar min abeten. Nazir, Shimshon's mother said, let my child be a nazir the moment he leaves my body. Ha'asam malachu dokamar. That a malach said. What do you mean a malach said? The malach said it, but not the father themselves, I guess, father himself.
The malach told the wife, and then he repeated it to the Manoah, when Manoah never
articulated
those words.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that was a malach speaking, but Manoah never said this. Okay. So the Gemara says... Oh, that's the question we wanted to know. So really, Shimshon wasn't a nazir. So how do we know? We asked the question before. Minolon de'itme lemesim. How do we know that Shimshon became tamei lemes? We said before that he became tamei lemes, so it's clearly it's allowed. A nazir Shimshon can be become tamei lemes. How do we know this? Elema, the pasuk said mitichsev bilechi achamer. Right, the drobon that you said that bilechi achamer hakesi elef ish, he killed 1,000 people. Dilma Gururi Garibai Velo Nagabahu. Maybe he shot it at them, kind of slung them, threw them in them and killed them, but never actually touched the dead, the plishtim. Elam Yehacha, from here, Vayach Mehem Shloshim Ish, he killed 30 people, he smote 30 men. Vayikachas Chalitosam, he took the Chalitosam. What's Chalitosam? The clothing?
Yes.
Dilma Ashechunin Bereshiv Ahadar Kalina. Maybe he really removed their clothing first and then killed them. So he never touched the bodies while they were dead. No, it can't be, because the pasuk says vayach vayikach, rather. He killed and then he took, right after the next. First he killed and then he took them. So clearly he touched the dead bodies when he was removing the clothing. Then the Gemara says, but Dilma goes, this isn't Shavina. Maybe he didn't kill them. Maybe he really hurt them very badly, where they were almost dead. They were in the state of a goses, but they weren't yet dead. So there's no raya from there. Ela Gemara Gamirle, the Mesorah that we have, that Shimshon was Metame Tumas Meis. Okay. Maybe we should stop here. Sounds like, okay, fine. Okay, shkoyach. Haven't seen a long daf like this in a while.
Yeah, turn the page in a while.
Yeah.